Hey, this is Jeff Floyd, pastor of C3 Church Bathurst, and this is our podcast. Thank you for joining us today. C3 Bathurst brings life to people by helping them to be revived, restored, and released through getting to know Jesus and his people. We hope that this message will bring you life today. Grab a seat. There's a river coming. Who's ready to jump into this river? You know, a long time ago, in fact, I was about 14, about a decade ago or so. And I remember going on this bush walk. If you know Canangra Boyd National Park, there's a mountain called Mount Cloudmaker and Mount Stormbreaker. There's two mountains out there. And friends of ours, we were going on this bush walk. It was the most amazing bush walk, but we underestimated how hot it was going to be and how far it was going to be. And I only had about, I think, a liter of water with me that whole day. Beautiful walk, but we had to really pace ourselves with the water situation. And I remember it was about a 9K walk. And I knew that at the end of the walk, you might know it, there's this beautiful waterfall at Canangra Boyd National Park. And it comes down to a pool of water. And the only thing that kept me going was I knew that at the end of this bushwalk, I was going to jump in to that pool and drink. And that's exactly what we all did. We just threw off most clothes and jumped in. And I just remember gulping down water. And I was so thirsty that my little 1 liter bottle could never survive. And that's what we are today, thirsty for the real deal. You might have been carrying around your little water bottle, but I tell you, there's a river. We've been talking about it all month. It flows from the temple of God. You might have been maybe ankle deep, maybe you've been wading in knee deep, or maybe you've been waist deep, but I tell you today, you're going to jump into this thing. It's all or nothing. It's an invitation to jump in. You know, there is a river, Psalm 46. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. It's the dwelling place of God. The river makes people glad, happy. You can tell if people have the river inside of them because there's life, right? You can tell there's a flow of the river because there's power coming through them. They can face adversity. There's a life inside of them that's unquenchable. Doesn't matter what circumstances they face, there's something greater inside of them that's flowing out because it's coming from the river of God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. No matter what's going on, the people with the river of God inside of them, strong, steadfast. You can't easily budge these people. In about 10 minutes is your invitation to jump into this river. But are you thirsty? Here's a few thoughts before we jump in. I really believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. So many organizations, there's so many good organizations in our world, aren't there? I mean, so many good things happening. Government, charities, like we live. Even through COVID, people getting all kinds of money and support and all kinds of, you know, support services in our communities and people doing good things with meals and food. We do that too. But something that we can do as a church that no other organization can do, and that's connect people to the source of this river. No one else can do that. That's why I believe in life. That's why I believe in giving and building the church, because we are unique. There is no other organization on the planet that does what we do, the church. Connect people to the river of God. That's why I love the church. That's why I give my life to it. river has influence. John 7, 37, Jesus cries out, he's at a feast, and he says that if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Thirsty. If anyone needs something, he says, come to me. If you're thirsty, I've got the answers. He says, come to me and drink. And he says, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. I love it that one person's thirst fills other people's needs. You see that? He says, if anyone's thirsty, come to me and drink. And sure, you'll quench your own thirst, but it's not just about that. It's about that out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. He says, this he spoke of the Spirit. So when Jesus is talking about this river, he says, it's actually about the Holy Spirit who is to come. That's what it's really about. It's an atmosphere. I remember, well, you might not remember. Can you go back 9 months to January? The dryness. And we're all desperately trying to, we were using buckets out of our shower, you know, when you've got the hot water and you put the bucket in and so you don't waste that water. And we take it down and we water the trees on the front so that I can keep them alive. And I remember just around the tree, there's little patches of green grass, just a couple of blades, but they were green, but everything else is dead. But I've got just a patch of green. That's what it's like when there's a river flow. You get little spots of green around your world. That's what you're like. Around your world, it's an atmosphere. Oswald Chambers, a great Christian writer, says that it's not what a man does that is of final importance, but it's what he is in what he does. The atmosphere produced by a person, much more than his activities, has the lasting influence. So what kind of atmosphere is around you? Person are you to your friends and your family and workmates? There are little patches of green around you. Little life springing up because you anoint people with the river of God. See, Christ should flow out of us always. There should be a flow of blessing. It's almost a conscious choice to let his river flow out every day. It releases the atmosphere of heaven like this song. Sickness bows down, idols bows down. In the name of Jesus, there's life. And that's what the Christian life is. It's releasing the flow. Now, who wants to see that more? Who wants to see more life flow out? You might have just around you a little patch of green, but just imagine knee-deep and waist-deep. Imagine that going out, flowing better. Isaiah 44, verse 3, says that I will pour water out on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. It's curious that he pours out water on thirsty land. Like, that's the qualification for blessing, isn't it? That we want it. It's like God has all his gifts ready and he says, do you want it? Are you thirsty? When Jesus walked through the face of the earth, you read this in the Gospels, it was the people who were thirsty that whose needs were met. Remember the guy called Jairus? His daughter died. This guy was so thirsty. So he says, Jesus, come. You can come and heal my daughter. Remember the woman who was hemorrhaging for 12 years? She was so desperate that she clung to his cloak. Remember Zacchaeus, the short man? He was so desperate, he climbed up a tree. See, Jesus looks out for those who are desperate, who want it. But he bypassed the people who didn't. People who said, you know, I've got it all together, I don't need you. Is it all right? It's like his radar. He's looking for the ones who go, I need this. I need you, Jesus. Says, I will pour water on the thirsty land, streams on the dry ground. I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring. you want this river? Are you thirsty? Do you want it for your friends and family? Do you want it for your neighbors, your workplaces? Do you want to see people come to know Christ? Do you want to see people blessed, fulfilled, saved, born again, rescued, redeemed? Story in John 4 of Jesus at the woman at the well. You might know this, a very well-known story. But this woman had tried everything in life. Her solution to solving her problem was men. You know, she had multiple husbands, issues going on, and she credited herself as an outcast because of that. But when she sat next to Jesus, she saw something in him. She said, "Give me this water." Jesus started talking about living water, sitting by a well. He says, you don't need this water, you need living water. He's talking about the river of God. And this woman goes, "Give me that water. I need that water because everything that I've tried hasn't satisfied. But the thing that you're holding out, I need that." Thirsty. She was thirsty. She needed it. And when she found it, she ran back to her village. She said, "Come see a man who's told me everything about me. Come," and she caused revival to spark out in her village because she just drank of that river. And there was life. Patches of green in the desert. I see that for our city. I see that around your world. I see life flowing out. That's what I've been preaching about all month. Don't try and quench your thirst on the things that'll never really satisfy. People chase all kinds of things, thinking it'll solve that ache on the heart. They strive for success. If only I could be successful or famous. If only I could have lots of followers on Instagram or YouTube or something. You know, if only I could be known, or if only I could be wealthy, extremely wealthy, then it would solve this. If only I could have lots of friends. That girl or that guy, or none of that will actually really satisfy. Like the river of God will satisfy. Not just for you, but it will quench so many other people's thirst as well. The atmosphere around will shift. We're almost ready to jump in. I wish this was water, and I wish it was a really hot day. It's not. So how do you jump in this river? Like what is this? Well, here we are. Luke 24, 49. See, Jesus, we know, he died for everybody, for their sins and weaknesses. 3 days later, he rose again. Walked around and shared, journeyed with people another 50 days. And then right at the end, it's called the ascension. He went back up to heaven. His physical body went back up. That's what they saw in Luke 24. That's what's happening. And surrounding him, just before he did that rocket ship thing, all his friends are there. And he gave them one last instruction. This is it, Luke 24, 49. He says, "Behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you." He's talking about the Holy Spirit. "But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." He says, there's something coming. There's something powerful coming. It's what I've been talking about all the time. Jesus has been talking about the Holy Spirit. He says, "It's coming." He says, but, stay. Don't rush into it. Like, he commissioned them to take this gospel to the ends of the world. His friends were going to influence the entire world. They have. Look at that. 2,000 years later, this message of Jesus has gone right out across the world. He entrusted that message to 12 people. Massive job load. Massive responsibility. He says, but don't do it until you're clothed with power from on high. Don't do your thing. Don't do your job until you've got the power of God inside of you. Because it's a big job. And you rush into that, you're going to fall over. And I can imagine Peter in his early life going, oh, let's go. let's go. That's why Jesus said, wait. So they had a 10-day prayer meeting. Prayed together, about 120 people in that upper room. And then 10 days later, the thing happened. The Holy Spirit came and empowered them, gave them the fuel that they would need to take this message. Whatever job you have, whatever thing in your world, your call, your life, the people around you, you can't do that alone. You'll wear out, you'll burn out. But if you're fueled with power from on high, that's going to give you supernatural power. Who wants that? Who runs out of energy real quick? Yeah, I'm right there. That's why I need the Holy Spirit. It's like if every night I charge this thing, put it on charge. And if I forget and I wake up in the morning and it's on 20%, oh no, it's going to be a long day. Because I'm going to be watching the charge. Oh no, can I make this call? It's 20%. But if I charge it properly and it gets to 100%, I go, yes, it's going to be a good day. I can spend all day on the phone and talk with people. We need that every day. We need to plug in. Charge. Not just quick charge. I know you ruin your battery, I think they tell me, if you just 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there. I think that's true, although surely they would have sorted that out by now. Quick charge is okay. Quick prayer, good, maybe. But are you plugging in and getting a deep charge? Sometimes batteries need a deep charge, a long, slow trickle charge. That's why we do church. Feel it? As we rush around in our life, sometimes when your battery's flat, a long, slow charge. And then every day, what would it be like if you tapped into the river, the source of life? Plug in. Spend time with Jesus. Not just doing your quiet time, you know, reading your thing, but taking time to go, Holy Spirit, I need your power today. He says, stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Stay in your prayer closet. Stay there until you can start to see life flowing out. How do you know? You suddenly have grace for the people around you. That person that was irking you, suddenly, you're not so bad. You know when you're ready, when you can pray for people and bless them. Jesus says, love your enemies. You know when you're ready to move on because you go, yeah, pray for that person. Yeah, bless them. They did that to me yesterday, but bless them. Or you can forgive people. Yeah, forgive them. It's all right. Not holding things. And suddenly, you actually feel power. You feel energy. In that zone of faith, you feel like you could do anything. And you feel confident and boldness. And you feel love and life. That's what it is to be in the river, in the Holy Spirit. Suddenly there's a move. There's optimism. And where things were looking sour, now you can see through it. This is a gift. It's so exciting. We don't have to work this up or try harder or do more, you know. It's actually about waiting on Him and receiving. Lord Jesus, drink daily, worship, remember, feel His presence. You thirsty yet? Because I want to pray for you. One of the things that we've not done in COVID season is have altar calls, because you know, we've got to keep our distance and all that. So we've configured something this morning that'll help you. There's a river here. We're going to sing a song. These guys are going to sing a song. But in a minute, we'll get you to stand and just drink in the presence of God. And then I'm going to invite you to jump into this river. Walk up and come by the side. Rowan, I would love to pray for you. We're going to be standing back a meter and a half. It's all good. But we'd love to pray for you. We really miss altar calls. We really miss being able to lay hands on people. And this is about as good as we can do it. But let's do it anyway. Because there's hunger in this room. There's thirst in this room. It's like, people, I need this. I need to jump in. I need to flow in the power of the Holy Spirit. It'll transform your world. There will be life flowing out of you, I tell you. So why don't you stand and the guys... Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to get to know you better. Come and visit us at one of our Sunday services in Bathurst, rear of 217 Howard Street. Have a week filled with life.